could I get a signal report?
For HKX. Daniel, if that was you, you're sounding pretty good. I just didn't get all your call.
For WZM. Thanks, Patrick. I just turned on my power supply. Everybody's probably going to tell me tonight I have a hum on my signal because the power supply is cold and it's warming up.
Not now, but you're sounding good and clean right at the moment.
Appreciate it.
X. On the side, till the net.
Set him over that.
Louis Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. Kilo, Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. My name is Daniel and my location is Travelers Rest. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Top Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. 3,500 feet. Mr. Peters, owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Specific bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM. And recognize our pre-net check-ins. This evening, I'll be check-in number 23, so we'll be looking for 24 when we begin roll call. We'll begin tonight with KA3JCA, that's Richard. KA4JCA, his wife Sally, and KA4ACL, his daughter Ashley. They're in Simpsonville. They bring with them their own ham radio club, which is K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, also located in Simpsonville. Next, we've got KM4JWP, that's Brian in Rutherford, North Carolina. W4SCM, that's Fred, and 4IEI, his wife Isla, they're in Travelers Rest. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville. KF4LDI, Andy on Table Rock. KO4RDC, Don in Liberty. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KC2DQV, that's Bob in Graycourt. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's. N4QNV, that's Brian and Greer. K4OSH, Pat and Malden. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. And K4OIM, Walt and Inman. Echolink stations, and currently my Echolink on my end is down. So if anyone has any Echolink stations that happen to write in on text message, if you wouldn't mind sending them to me, I'd definitely appreciate it. This is Friday night. This being Friday night, we'll begin with stations with the suffix of your call, U through Z. Uniform through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. 504 Zulu Victor Mike ZVM. Dan in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative listening in.
4 ZVM, that is Dan in Greer, and KN4 VWA, Steve and Edmund. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4 WZM.
WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg at Greer. Negative, negative.
4 WTQ, that is Greg and Greer. We'll go ahead up to Alpha through Delta next. A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4 WZM.
4 WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
Good evening, sir. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Having a rainless evening. 73 to the net, negative and negative.
For WZM. And Daniel, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
WZM, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
KK4DMW, that is Rick. KK4ONO, his wife Lorena. And KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're all at home in Piedmont tonight. Next up, I've got N4AHO. That is Doug in Walhalla with his happily rainless evening over there. Kind of jealous, Doug. It's wet outside here and cold, too. So let's swap. Next up, I have KM4BLH. That is Kurt over there in Greenville. And KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM.
KQ4COL, Jan and Travers Rest, checking in and out.
WZM. Net, please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel. All on the net.
All right, KQ4COL. I'm not sure on the pronunciation of your name. I've got you over there in Traveler's Rest. Could you repeat your name again for me so I can get this fixed right? I'm trying to spell it.
This is Janalyn, J-A-N-A-L-Y-N. I go by Jan, KQ4COL.
Got you in the log, Miss Jan. That would like to recognize KQ4COL. That is Jan over there in Traveler's Rest. Next up, I've got KF4DOS, that's Gary, and K3JOI, Miss Joy. They're over there in Easley. KQ4COL, Jan, this is the first time I've had you check in with me. I just wanted to let you know this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. I have been the net control operator for several years now for Friday nights and usually the first Sunday of every night, of every month. But recently, I have had another person filling in for Friday nights for me because I got kind of busy, and so me and him are going to share nets, but I haven't had you check in with me before, so this is one of your first time checking in. Just wanted to let you know about the net, and hope you enjoy the hobby on amateur radio. It's pretty fun and these people are great. Welcome to the net. Additional stations Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM. Echo through hotel. Please call KJ4WZM.
Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Daniel, I will be negative and negative tonight, and thank you for calling in.
For WZM. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around for a comment tonight, Daniel.
I'd like to recognize the North Carolina boys. We got KF4HKX, that's Patrick and Penrose, and KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. And Harry, I've got you marked down for comments. Looking forward to it. Any other stations, E through H, call KG4WZN.
Control, please check in. Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, Patrick and Marietta, and I'll be negative and negative.
K4GSC, that is Patrick and Marietta. We'll go ahead, looks like that wraps it up for E through H for now, so we'll go ahead up to I through L. India through Lima, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, same 73 is for each one of you.
WZM. Oscar 4, Lima X-ray 0, KO4LXZ, Kyle, Bumble and Greenville 9. I said it to you, see y'all. I said AB. I'm calling the net. I will be negative and negative.
Recognize. K4GSC, that is Patrick and Marietta. KK4JFO, James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KO4LXZ, I think I wrote that down correctly. It's either LXZ or LZX. That is Kyle, Mobile, and Greenville. I've got it marked down as KO4LXZ, so if it's wrong, please correct me. Any other stations, India through Lima, call KJ4WZM. India through Lima, I through L, call KJ4WZM. Through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, Fred in StarTex. I'll be hitting again tonight. Can you give me an audio report real quick, please?
ZM. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred, I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73, you're Dan, all the net, be negative and negative.
Museum. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Also my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Miss Chad Nana, Campabella. We'll be in and out. Fred, your signal sounds great tonight, sir. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Daniel.
For WZM. Daniel, please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, Matt West of Greenwood County. Negative, 73, you went all the net.
AJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd in Senseville. I'll be negative and negative.
Back a few different times with phonetics. I'm having a very difficult time with your signal. You're really, really, really far down in the noise.
He's going to have to have my head. I got his last suffix as Victor Yankee. That's about it.
I'm Victor, and I'm not quite sure. You said Yankee, and I have an India Mike. Could you, I'm going to have him come back again. I'll be able to get it after a few different tries. And then I'll look him up on QRZ and verify his name and location. So, and to Victor something, could you come back?
November 2, November Victor Yankee.
November Victor Yankee. November Victor Yankee. Did you copy that? Okay, I'm for him, all right?
And I've got his name as Jason, and his location is Lake Lure, North Carolina. If that's correct, Jason, let me know.
Roger. Thank you for holding the net.
Control would like to recognize KI4MRA. That is Fred over there in StarTex. Fred, your radio is sounding great. One of the best ones on the air tonight. I don't really remember you checking in yourself, but your son Fred always checks you in whenever he's talked to you recently. So, let's check him in next. I've got KF4NNH. That is Fred Mobile in Piedmont. Fred, don't work too hard tonight. Next up, I've got KF4NUE. That is Chad over there in Campobello. He brings on with him his wife, Miss Anna. KF4RYP. Next up, I've got WG4MC. That is Matt over there in West Greenville County. And KO4PXB, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. And N2NVY, that is Jason from Lake Lure. And Jason, it sounds like you're on a handheld. I would never even have thought a handheld would get that far in across the mountains like that. But you've done an excellent job of getting in. And the last time you keyed up, it was great. It was a much clearer signal, completely decipherable. So, great on that. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM. Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM.
Oh, please check in, Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert, down in Joanna, a.k.a. Soggy Bottom tonight. I will be negative and negative. 73s to the rest of you.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit. No comment, no traffic. Mark me an announcer.
Romeo, X-ray, X-ray, Glenn, in Simpsonville, no traffic, no direction.
J4WZM. Again, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Would like to recognize KD4SRR, that is Robert in Soggy Bottom, Joanna, as he calls it. All right, Robert, we've got you checked in. Can't believe you're negative and negative tonight, but I hope you have a good night. Next up, I've got KN4RJN. That is John from Brown Summit, North Carolina. John, I'm unable to see my Echolink for some reason. I'm going to get back to you in just a second and ask you if there's any other stations out there. I'll go ahead and make a call, but if you wouldn't mind letting me know if it's somebody sitting there or if there's been texts come in, that would be great. Got you checked in, though, John. Next up, I've got KJ4RXX. That's my dad. He's over there. His name's Glenn. He's over there in Simpsonville. Then I've got KO4QLG. That is Chris in Liberty. Gonna ask for Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KJ4WZM.
Net control, this is KN4RJN. No other Echolink stations showing, no text messages.
All right, I do appreciate it, John. Thank you very much. I don't know what's going on. I might have to update my app or something. I'm not sure why it didn't work for me this evening, but I do appreciate it. All right, we'll go back to Quebec through Tango. One last run through Q through T. Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZN. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
W2T, that is Rusty over there and more. Rusty, I've actually been in your area a whole bunch recently working on a big project on Highway 221 near 290 and 26. I've been in and out of that job site for about 3 months now, a lot. So I've got to know the Moore area pretty well. Just figured I'd throw that out there for you. I'd never been to Moore until recently, and now I can't get out of it, it seems like. That project isn't wrapping up anytime soon either. But you have a good evening. Good to hear you on the radio. We'll go ahead and open all the way up to the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A. Call KJ4WZM.
Net control, please check in. KG6CRW through Spartanburg. I'll be negative and negative.
J4WZM. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Daniel, thank you for calling the net tonight. I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Check in, Joe. Kilo, Kilo, 4. Juliet, Delta, in Greer. In and out the same room. Over.
Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4. Victor, Delta, X-ray. Cade, Charlie, Alpha, Delta, Echo. Mobile and Traveler's Rest. No traffic, no announcements.
Alrighty. Nice group of folks there. First stationed up, I've got Drew in Spartanburg. I've got a KD6 something. Could you come back and verify your call sign for me real quick? I'm sorry.
Kilo Golf 6, Charlie Romeo Whiskey.
Got that corrected. I had Kilo Delta instead of Kilo Golf. I do appreciate that. That would like to recognize KG6 CRW. That is Drew in Spartanburg. KK4 JVQ. That is Larry. He brings along with him Miss Donna. KC4 MFK. They make their home in Greer. Hope y'all are doing well tonight. Stay warm and stay dry. Nasty out there. Next up, I've got KK4 JD. That is Joe over there in Greer. Then I have KO4 VDX. That is Cade Mobile in Traveler's Rest. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4 WZM.
Net Control. Net Control, this is Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, out of Berea. I am currently in Kansas City, though. Name is Jim. Negative and negative.
Recognize KO4YHY. That is Jim over there in Kansas City tonight. Enjoy your stay over there in Kansas City, Jim, and safe travels back. All right, this is KJ4WZM, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. KC4EVN, that is Harry over there in Candler. How's it going for you, Harry? Call KJ4WZM.
K4WZM, KC4EZN. Good evening, Daniel, and everybody else out there. Before I forget, Robert needs to find a better place to sit. One that's a little bit drier. That way he won't be soggy. Anyway, just had to throw that in the mix. How's your running doing, Daniel?
Actually, I started picking my distance up and running 10, 11, 12, 13 miles at a time. And after a little while, my left foot had started feeling like I got shot in the foot by a small gauge bullet for some reason. I don't know why. So I dialed it way back, and I'm going to start from the bottom and work my way back up again. The pain has now subsided, but it lasted for probably 3 weeks and slowly died off. So I'm going to start from the bottom and very, very, very gradually work myself back up again and see if I can ease back into those kind of distances without doing that. I probably got off too harsh of a start, bit off more than I could chew. It might be part of getting the
urge is sending you a message saying don't do this again. And one of the things that your body will do is sometimes it will cause you to shift how you do something so that it hurts less, and that's just sort of part of your body's natural defense mechanism to keep you from hurting yourself. But then sometimes it puts strain on something else, like you may start shifting your weight over to the other foot, and then you may wind up with both feet hurting. So, yeah, start out a little bit slower, and again, just pay close attention to how your feet are hitting the ground, and maybe look at your shoes again. And yeah, you haven't got a clue about old yet. It's KC4EZM.
KC4WZM. Yep, I know that. I still feel like I'm 16, but it's catching up with me. I started doing the silly stuff when I was 16. Like, I distinctly remember I hadn't been running, and when I was literally 16 on Christmas Day, I decided, oh, I got a GPS for Christmas, and I'm going to go run a half marathon just because I can. So I'd never run that far in my life, and I went outside and I ran 13.1 miles in 2 hours and 2 minutes. And I was like, okay, cool. Man, the next day, oh, man. And day two hurt. Well, day one. Day one hurt. Day two was really, really, really bad. I could hardly walk then. I walked real slow, like I was 80 years old. You probably outwalked me, though, because you're in really good shape for 80 going to the gym like that. It is about the way I'm setting my foot down. There's something I'm not doing right, but because I don't run and I haven't studied it, I can't tell you what it is. I'm not sure. I wouldn't know, and that's what's doing it. It's about my foot placement. One of my reasons behind that is when I'm walking, my feet are straight. When I'm running across gravel, like I just take off and do a high-speed sprint, 20-plus miles an hour, I look back and look at my footprints, and they're 9 feet apart, which is nice. But my the gravel underneath my feet, instead of it being kicked straight back, is off at a 45-degree angle outward on each foot. So something is telling me that what I'm doing is probably inefficient or damaging. Somewhere, as I gain speed, my foot posture changes, and that's what's causing the problems.
Yeah, it sounds like when your foot hits the ground, or maybe the inside of the foot is coming down. I'm not sure whether it's right to say harder or faster, but anyway, it sounds like if you're squirting gravel out at a 45-degree angle, then your foot's not hitting the ground side to side evenly, if that makes sense. Yeah, you might want to, I don't know if you've got somebody that can run with you that knows, you know, that instead of running, they'll watch your feet and talk to you a little bit, because I've got one of the things I've been working on is several years ago I had partial shoulder replacement, and that joint is not quite as mobile as the other one. And then when I reach up, naturally one arm reaches up as high as it can without me even thinking about it. And the one with the shoulder replacement goes up about 3 or 4 inches shorter. And I can reach over and grab that arm and lift it. It doesn't hurt. It's just that it naturally doesn't like to reach as high. And then my trainer was telling me that I have a tendency to raise that shoulder, which you exercise in front of a mirror and watch how you move. Things aren't balanced. So anyway, that's something we've been working on, because, again, it puts an unnatural strain on your body when you're not really balanced well. Something you might consider doing is checking out with a chiropractor, and one of the things they can do is they'll lay you down on a table and get everything all squared up and make sure that both legs are the same length. And that's not quite what it means. It just means that your pelvis is rotated so that it looks like one leg's longer than the other. That might be something to stick in the back of your head, too. Like I said, those are some things I've gone by.
Those are all really, really, really good ideas, and some of that I really need to follow through with, too. That is very good advice there, Harry. Some of it I haven't thought of before, too. And some of it I've kind of ignored. I need to go to the chiropractor, but I haven't done it. I did go with my family when I was younger, and I had some issues that they kind of worked on and fixed. But I do know the whole posture thing is probably tied to some underlying issues that I'm not quite aware of that would probably make a big difference. As far as having someone critique what's going on with my running, that would probably help, because I just automatically run however I automatically run, which might be tearing something up. But I'd have to kind of sort of train myself to fix the wrong posturing in order to make the problem go away. One of the things that I have discovered is when the road angle is sharper sloped, the crown of the road is steeper for a runoff, the problem gets worse. It's easier when it's level. So it might have to do with how I'm trying to compensate for the curve of the road. I'm not sure. So those are some good ideas, though. I'll definitely check into them.
Well, paying attention to your body, y'all, I did not really realize until working with this person the differences in the side. She put me through some, I guess you would call them tests, little exercises, and, you know, she's standing there watching me, and one of the things trying to get me to work my shoulder, she took her phone and videoed me while I was going through a set of exercises and then showed it to me and told me what I was doing wrong. And I haven't quite yet figured out how to do it right, but at least ways I now know, you know, something. I need to be more conscious about what that particular shoulder is doing, because, I've already replaced part of it with titanium. Don't want to have to go back and redo that, or maybe do more. That's not one of the options that I want to have to consider. Anyway, yeah, just pay attention and you know, work around, shift things around, think about it. Instead of worrying about making the distance and the time, which I realize that's what you're there for, but still, maybe slow down a little bit and pay attention to how your foot hits the ground, and, you know, listen, is it your little toe or your big toe saying I touched the ground first? Things like that. And that is not as easy to do as it sounds, or at least as I'm finding out that when I roll my shoulders back, my trainer was telling me that there's supposed to be a little notch formed between my shoulder blades if I'm doing it right. And we spent about 15 minutes of doing some exercises, and she says, now do you feel it? I said, well, I do now. Well, she says, okay, you're doing it right now. But, you know, to get your brain to connect to your body sometimes is not easy to do. Anyway, enough of that. Sounds like you folks are getting wet down there. When I was out up here, it was just beginning to sprinkle, and I've got my fingers crossed that most of the rain is drifting east, I'm not sure how you're supposed to feel about you coming out good when somebody else comes out bad, but that's sort of the way the weather's working. And I think John down there in Brown Summit, leastways the last time I checked, he ought to be on sort of the right-hand edge of middle of some of that stuff. Or he's supposed to wind up in West Virginia, I think, by Sunday morning, which is sort of in my mind that it's climbing up the mountains and I'm west of it, and John's east of it, and some folks that probably haven't seen that much rain are going to see some in the next day or two. Anyway, we'll turn that back to you, Daniel. Enjoy talking with you, and again, pay attention to your body, and don't forget that vehicle you've been working on too. I'm assuming that you've got it to the point where it'll keep you warm and dry in the winter. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
KJ4WZM. Speaking of the vehicle, I think it's starting to really come along. I'm starting to make some good progress on it. I still got some things left that I want to work on, but it's coming along, and I think I'll have it done in time. I'm probably going to go to my work tomorrow and work on putting my winch on it. Winch bumper on it. I'm going to make my winch bumper tomorrow, I think. I've been thinking about it for a little while, and I'm like, well, winter's coming, and if I don't at least start it, then I'll never finish it. So I'm going to go to work tomorrow with the bumper off of my parts vehicle and look at the brackets, stuff like that, and plan on how I'm going to set my bumper up properly. So that's in progress. Hopefully going to do that tomorrow. And it probably won't get finished tomorrow, but if I at least start on it, then I will be finishing it at some point. So that's what's next. But I'll definitely take your advice and work on the whole body form type stuff. That'll definitely work. I'm sure it will. I used to hear a expression back when I was a kid learning violin. My mom used to say accuracy before speed, because I'd always try to play the song fast instead of properly. You know, I think that kind of continues into regular life, too. You need to do something accurate so you can speed up on it. You don't want to race down the road in the car before you can control your position in the lane. So, yep, I kind of get where that's coming from.
Every now and then, Mom comes up with something good. Oh, yeah, she knew what she was talking about. I'll give you a little exercise which has nothing to do with running, but something that I tried today, and it took me a few minutes to figure out if you hold your two hands in front of you and make a fist, and like you take your right hand and you take your pointing finger and point it to the left hand and have your thumb up. Okay, then do that same thing with your left hand. Okay, then what you do is, say with your left hand you have your thumb up, and on your right hand you have your thumb down, but your pointing finger's out. Okay, then reverse position so that you've got your right thumb up, your pointing finger's in, your left pointing finger is pointing, and your thumb is down. See how many times you have to do that before you can do it accurately. and then you can speed up from there. That was a whole lot harder than I thought it should be, because everybody knows how to point. Everybody knows how to raise their thumb, but when you try and get your right hand and your left hand, and the point of this exercise was to get your two sides of your brain working. Anyway, I will leave you with that, Daniel, and again, don't sit in a wet place. Don't be like Robert. And have some fun, and we'll look forward to talking to you next time. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
Thanks. I just played with that, too, and I tell you what, even when I was trying to figure it out when you were singing, I tried to swap back. I realized how difficult it was just to do that. That's pretty funny. A basic little task like that can actually prove to be difficult, and then it makes your brain think about it. That's pretty funny right there. I like that. Yep, and it's always fun to pick on Robert. I bet he's sitting there scratching his head, wondering why we're messing with him. Hey, you gotta have somebody to pick at once in a while. If we didn't pick at him, we wouldn't like him, you know? Robert, find somewhere better to sit. All right, Harry. With that, I guess I'll go ahead and let you have a good night. Hopefully you stay warm and dry up there in Candler, and hopefully the rain stays away. And I guess I'll try to stay warm and dry here for now. Hopefully the system kicks out of here shortly and takes the wind with it, hopefully. Well, good talking to you, Harry, and we'll catch you later on down the log. I'll see if I've got any more check-ins out here. Are there any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KJ4WZM.
KCX, my name is Jerry. My location is Draycourt. This check is in and out tonight.
4DJW, that is Dave and Greer, and KF4KCX, that's Jerry and Greycourt. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, call KG4WZM.
Check in and out, KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QLQ, Linda. We're in Piedmont, we'll just be in and out. Thank you for calling the net.
So before DJW, that is Dave and Greer. KF4KCX, Jerry and Greycourt. And KG4PFI, that's Don. And KG4QLQ, that's Linda. They're over there in Piedmont tonight. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Call KG4WZM. I've got 62 check-ins tonight, and I've had problems logging my net report, so Dave, I'm going to send you a little screenshot here and see if I can get you to go ahead and log this in for me. But I'll give it another shot, and if it doesn't go, then I'll just send you a screenshot of what I've got. Begin to recognize I've got K4ROW, that is Richard in Greenville. This is KJ4WZM, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with her. Thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, good night, and God bless.
4WZM, KO4PXB.
What?
I heard you talk about the running a while ago. I run Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and I stagger my running. On Wednesday, I make it my long-distance day. And Monday, since, like I said, I'm 56 years old, so on Monday, I make it like a medium-distance day. And on Friday, I make that my jackrabbit day. I run 1 mile as fast as I can and then walk back. And that will actually build up your endurance on for your body and your breathing. So you might want to give that a try.
It's the whole intervals concept that that I did when I was bicycle riding.
That way, and it also gives your body time to rest in between that. That way, that's what your body needs when you run. Because if you run every day, your body just gets so used to running it that you actually just slow down because your brain gets bored. Another thing that will actually help you running is... flared out and causing extra the resistance against the for the wind resistance.
And just out of curiosity, how far are your long distance days? I was originally intending to practice running to run a full length marathon, so I was just curious about that.
Up to 8 miles on my long distance days, and then my medium days are like 4 to about 4.5 miles, and then my long distance days are 8 miles, and then like I said, I do my jackrabbit day 1 mile, and when I get to that 1 mile point, I feel like if I'm not throwing up along, I didn't go fast enough that way, but it worked for me. And another thing, when you're with your feet issue, look at your shoes, see if they're wearing on the outside or the way, and take that to a professional, a store that sells professionally running shoes, and have them look at it and let them give you their thoughts.
Wearing on the inside heavily, and I go through them pretty quick too. I mean, I tear some shoes up. I can put on a lot of miles in a week. When I was running before, I was probably running for a few weeks, I was probably running about 20 to 30 miles in a week.
Sure, if like the I know there's one's pronate, one's supinate. That way, you're probably want to have something actually build up where you're running more up from heel to toe instead of on the inside of your foot. That would definitely hurt your foot for a long period of time.
What part of my foot is striking where, and at what time? I'm not quite sure how my foot was hitting the ground. My toes may have been hitting the ground first and kind of absorbing the impact and then going down to my heel. I'm not quite sure, but that if I was doing that, that could be what was stressing that tendon, because what was hurting was the big tendon underneath my... Well, it goes from my big toe towards my heel. That was what was hurting really, really bad. Right behind the ball of my foot. It was excruciating.
It sounds like you're doing the impact on that big toe instead of on the ball of your foot and then letting it roll forward like that. And that's definitely a hard thing to break.
Definitely. That it is. And I'm not quite sure if part of that it was my left foot that was doing that, and I'm not sure if I may have gone back to running too quickly after I broke my ankle, because I broke my left ankle, the outside bone where it makes that kind of that socket shape on the outside edge. I broke the bottom half of that. I had a complete fracture across there. I broke that open. My foot had twisted to the inside when I was jogging once, and all my weight came down on top of that little ball socket on the outside edge of my ankle and snapped it open. So I had a broke ankle from that and kind of walked funny for a little while afterwards, and I'm not sure if when I went back to running, if I kind of sort of was still programmed to compensate for it in some way, and that's what did it. I'm not sure. But that could very easily be what was going on, was I was trying to compensate to keep the pressure away from my ankle and was doing that instead.
4PXV, you may want to have it kind of looked at. You may have a little bit of scar tissue that's not allowing you to run effectively. Because when I was on active duty, on my left foot, actually my right foot, all the bones across the top of my foot got broken by a wedge-type piece of military equipment landed on my foot, and so I was in a cast for 2 months. And the day of that I got my cast off, you know, I completed the battalion run, which is like 6 miles, and which has surprised me. And running that way after being on a cast and pretty much on crutches that whole time.
I remember how hard it was for me to walk after I had broke my ankle like that. I was constantly almost spraining it when I got it out of that air cast that I was in for so long. I forget, they had me in that thing for, I'm going to say it was like 6 weeks I was in an air cast. Something like that, or close to it. I think it was 6 weeks I was in it. And when I got out of that thing, my ankle was so terribly weak. It was difficult to walk anywhere. I was constantly almost turning my ankle the same way I broke it. Walking on completely smooth ground, no obstacles, not running, just simply walking, and I'd step on it wrong, and it was weak, and it would just roll over underneath me, and it took me a long time to get my strength back up, but finally got my strength up as I got back on my bicycle and rode it really hard for a while, and did that for several different times and rode it over Paris Mountain and stuff like that, and that fixed the problem.
It's definitely what it took. It took a non-impact exercise to build it up.
KJ4WZM. And I maybe should have tried that once the underside of my foot started hurting like that. I maybe should have tried that to try to strengthen it up. It might do me a lot of good, actually, to cross-train against what I do. Because with the clip-in shoes that I've got, I don't know if you're familiar with cycling shoes. They snap in and out at a 45-degree angle. But what connects your foot to the bike is underneath the ball of your foot. So that may help with that as well. Maybe if I cross-train, I'll be able to do better.
It's exercise, so it can never hurt.
I noticed that it helped me recover from longer distance runs too, where I wouldn't be a sore the next day if I went and rode my bike for even just a couple miles. Made a world of difference. It changed the muscles that were used, and it helped me recover a lot faster from longer distance runs.
Definitely good. So, right, that was my thoughts to you. So that way, I'll say 73 on your final.
Lloyd, and thanks for jumping in there like that. I really, really appreciate it. You and Harry both, because I was kind of, I was feeling discouraged, and sometimes it's easy for me to just let go of something and go, well, I guess I'm just not going to do it then, and just give up on the idea instead of finding a solution to the problem. Every once in a while, I get a mentality like that, and I really appreciate y'all coming back to me and giving me solutions instead of just being like, well, it's whatever. So, thanks for encouraging me to continue pursuing my interests. I really appreciate it. Thanks for hopping back in there. KF4PXV, KJ4WZM, 73C.
To that comment right there, I know there's a gentleman that has a call sign. Is the last part of his call sign should definitely be a thing as a reminder to everybody. His last four is never give up. So that's another thing. And
another thing also to remember, to never quit. To quitters never win.
And someday, I've always thought it's absolutely insane that people can run the Boston Marathon and complete 26.2 miles in under 3 hours. Like, you literally have to qualify to run the race. And I don't even know how people can run that fast. I know there's lots of people that I'm faster than, but those people that run that race are blazing quick. There's enough of them out there, and some of them might not even appear to be in as good of a physical shape as me, that I'm just sitting in a situation and scratching my head wondering why I'm not better. Because in cycling, I'm fairly good, but running, I'm a little bit slow. But maybe if I mix things up and cross-train, I'll do better. But I'd love to be able to run the Boston Marathon someday, or at least be capable of running it. A sub-3-hour time is great. There's enough people that do it. I technically should be able to. But that would be neat. I like that, though. Thanks for reminding me about that. Never give up. That's how he checks in, too. That's Phil's call. I think it's W4NGU.
Thing to just remember to build up to that, and you will, if you complete a full marathon, then that's an accomplishment, and then you can work on that, building your, reducing the time frame. And if you hopped on that person's back that, you know, ran that, you know, time frame in 3 hours, then I guarantee they wouldn't run it that slow or that quick. And you also figure, you know, you probably have boots that weigh more than they do. So they, you know, got the advantage of having a very slim body frame and probably no body fat on them.
Rebecca Alpa, 607. Just wanted to also add, it's not about how you start the race, it's about how you finish it.
Sharing that too. Yep. Y'all are right about a lot of this stuff. I never expected y'all to come back to me and keep on encouraging me in it. Well, thank you very much.
Whiskey Romeo Quebec Alpha 607. Just wanted to add, it's not about how you start the race, it's about how you finish it.
Hold on. Can you repeat your call sign again?
So Quebec Alpha 607. Nope. Not about how you start the race, but also how you finish it. Keep that perseverance up.
XB KJ4WZM.
4PXB. Go ahead.
I don't think that's a ham.
Then just don't respond back if you can't verify the sign. Also, one thing that was definitely we did on active duty that made it really nice is we ran a whole, many, many battalions ran a half marathon. And my battalion that actually ran it, we finished with 84 people that we never started with, because what we did is we just kept going back and around and getting the other people that the other battalions let their people fall out. So we just picked them up, and any point in time we just kept circling back, getting the people that fell out and kept them in our formation. And we finished like 12th from the end of it, but we still finished, and we definitely got the merit award for, you know, the teamwork of not letting anybody fall out or fall not complete.
I tell you what, running is, I'd say only about half of it's physical and the other half is mental. It can be very, very challenging to do things like that. For me, right around the 10-mile mark, I start scratching my head wondering what in the world I'm actually doing. Because it's like you've been running for so long and you're still running. And I don't even know how to describe it, but you just... the sheer exhaustion, fatigue of just thinking about running for that long makes me want to stop. It's difficult psychologically, and I sometimes wonder how people even complete marathons. I'm built like a marathon runner. I'm 5'8 and 128 pounds, and not fat, very, very well toned muscularly, and a light frame. I'm ideal for that kind of stuff. Somebody would look at me and be like, that would be a Boston Marathon runner right there because of the build that I have. But I've never run that far. The furthest distance I've gone is 18 miles. And the furthest distance I can just comfortably just go out and run is about 13, and then I'm done. I have to work up to running those kind of, anything past 13 is very difficult, and I don't even think I'm capable right now of running past 18 at all. So I have the physical appearance of being in that kind of shape, but I'm not built up to it, if that makes any sense to you.